Sarah Cynthia Sylvia Stout would not take the garbage out. She'd scour the pots and scrape the pans, candy the yams and spice the hams, and though her daddy would scream and shout, she simply would not take the garbage out. And so it piled up to the ceilings, coffee grounds and potato peelings, brown bananas, rotten peas, chunks of sour cottage cheese. It filled the can, it covered the floor, it cracked the window, it blocked the door with bacon rinds and chicken bones, drippy ends of ice cream cones, prune pits, peach pits, orange peel, gloppy glumps of cold oatmeal and pizza crusts and withered greens and soggy beans and tangerines and crusts of blackburn butter toast and grisly bits of beefy roasts. The garbage rolled on down the hall. It raised the roof. It broke the wall. I mean, greasy napkins, cookie crumbs, globs of gooey bubble gum and cellophane from green bologna, rubbery blubbery macaroni, peanut butter, cake and dry, curdled milk and crust of pie, moldy melons, dried up mustard, eggshells mixed with lemon custard, cold french fries and rancid meat and yellow lumps of cream of wheat. At last, the garbage reached so high that finally it touched the sky, and all the neighbors moved away, and none of her friends had come to play, and finally, Sarah Cynthia Stout said, "Okay, I'll take the garbage out." But then, of course, it was too late. The garbage reached across the state from New York to the Golden Gate, and there in the garbage she did hate. Poor Sarah met an awful fate that I cannot right now relate, because the hour is much too late. But children, remember Sarah Stout, and always take the garbage out.
If only it was so simple. Oh, you want an empty boo didn't really that low no. What an empty boo didn't really that low no. What an empty boo didn't really that low no. What an empty boo didn't really that low no. Oh, you want an empty boo didn't really that low no. You want an empty boo didn't really that low no. You want up the door, up the hill and down. Oh, you want an empty boo didn't really that low no. You want an empty boo didn't really that low no. You want an empty boo didn't really that low no. You want up the door, up the hill and down. Oh, you want an empty boo didn't really that low no. You want an empty boo didn't really that low no. You want an empty boo didn't really that low no. You want up the door, up the hill and down. Oh, you need a little of a little of a me. Oh, you want an empty boo didn't really that low no. You want an empty boo didn't really that low no. You want an empty boo didn't really that low no. You want up the door, up the hill and down. Oh, you want an empty boo didn't really that low no. You want an empty boo didn't really that low no. You want an empty boo didn't really that low no. You want up the door, up the hill and down. Oh, you want up the door, up the hill and down.
Up the door, up the door. Welcome, radio listeners. You're listening to Bound by Books Youth Radio on WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, and Hudson. Listener-supported radio for open ears. I'm Emily. I'm the director of the Hudson Area Library, and I'm from Hudson.
I'm Fatia. I'm eight years old, and I'm also from Hudson.
And we're here every week talking about books.
Books we love, books we hate, and bookish things.
And we're often joined by our friends Georgia and Amelia, but it looks like it's just me and Fatia today. We don't get to do the show just the two of us very often, but we always have a good time. Fatia is the youngest member of the Bound by Books crew, and I am the oldest member by far. But we both love books, and we love talking about books. And Fatia is a very avid bookmaker, an author, an illustrator. And I think you wanted to share something that you're working on today.
This book was the main book. I shared one chapter of it, and I'm gonna show chapter two. Chapter two is How Much Rain. Rain is really strong and light. Sometimes if rain is too strong, it will be like thunder. Rain forms in a really straight line, but it's light, second dark, and last dangerous, even more and more. Sometimes rain slowly gets you and makes you fly. Here's a lot of rain in the world, in every country, city, and state. It can be around light. High is way more. The temperature of rain can be hot or cold, mostly cold sometimes in the summer. It rains to welcome a new season. In winter, it has a little or sometimes a lot of rain and dangerous. A lot of bad stuff can happen, like thunder, storms, hurricanes, and storms, and even more. And that's the end of chapter two.
That's very nice. There was a little bit where it skipped out, so hopefully our listeners are able to pick up where it left off, but I love hearing your books. Do you like rain? What is your opinion on rain?
My opinion on rain is that rain sometimes makes rainbows, and that's why I hate books.
I like rain as long as it doesn't mess with my plans or cause any issues. Like if there's a building leak or something, I don't like it then. But I like, on occasion, I like a really heavy rainstorm or a light rain. I am pretty scared of lightning. So I used to not be scared of it. And then one time I almost got hit. And so now I'm scared of lightning. So I'm okay if I'm inside, but I won't go outside if there's lightning. Gotta stay safe.
Yeah.
So do you have a third chapter, or is that still a work in progress?
I have a third chapter.
Okay. What's that one about? Is it, because it seemed like this one was, a lot of it was about storms, sort of a heavier rain.
This one should be about, let's see, report to that chapter. It's how much rain in the world. I'm a little scared to read about that, but I hope it's going to be good.
That's very interesting. How did you decide to write a book about rain?
One day at nighttime, I was sleeping and it kind of started raining a lot, like a lot. And I was thinking of summertime then, and it just popped in my head.
That's cool. And do you do research to write your books? Because this one's like an informational book.
No, I don't. I just do it in my head. I just think of it and just write it down.
Oh, interesting.
So like the types of rain. I searched on the computer because I needed more information about it, because I wanted to be four chapter, but for the last chapter, I thought I was going to make like a rainy song, but then I had no idea to do it first, so I just crossed out chapter four. Now I only have three chapters left.
Hmm. Can you tell me you're making a glossary for your book?
Yeah.
So that people can learn words?
Yeah, like I already did a lot of words. Some were like, it doesn't really say that much. It has like a lot of words. I have to write down the numbers next to them so I can do it. Maybe I'm going to do it by letter, like letter A, then the next page B, then the next page C. Or maybe I'll just do it like number one, two, or three. I'm still thinking about it.
So I've known you quite some time, and you've been on the radio show since July 2020. And so I've seen a lot of books that you've made over the years. Do you have a sense of how many books you've created? It must be a ton.
There was a ton, but I don't know where they went.
You don't know where your books are? Maybe someday you'll find them all.
Yeah, I was hoping to get some published, but I don't know how to publish anything.
Mm, yeah, someday. That would be fun. Well, I can share a book today. It's not one that I made. It's one that I read. And I actually just read it this morning in one sitting. So it was really good. It is called Salt Magic, and it's a middle grade graphic novel. It's by Hope Larson with illustrations by Rebecca Mock. And it's a bit of a, I guess it's a historical fairy tale. I don't know if that's how you, it's a fairy tale, but it's set in the past in Oklahoma. And I think it was in the 1920s is when it is originally set. So the main character's name is Vonsail, and she's probably a tween. I forget if it says how old she is, but she's like a young girl, probably around 12 would be my guess, maybe 13. And she lives with her family on a farm in Oklahoma, and her brother's been away fighting in World War I. And he was injured during the war, and so gets to come home. He's okay, but he has some scars. And he comes home and immediately gets engaged to his beloved girlfriend from back home. And Vonsail is like not so thrilled with him getting married. She and her brother, even though they're many years apart, they're very close. They just connect really well. And so I think she's just a little sort of jealous of the fact that this woman is going to get his time. And she always thought that he could maybe do better and was sort of hoping and wishing that he would meet some nurse in France during the war and like bring her home and have that be his exciting new wife. But then she comes to not like what she wished for when a woman shows up, a sort of fancy out of place in an Oklahoma woman shows up in town. And it turns out that she was somebody that he met in France, but that he left that life behind him and came home to wed his now wife. He's married at this point. But it turns out that the woman that came from France is actually a salt witch. And she is very upset that he has left her for his wife. And so she poisons the water with magic and turns the water into salt. And for people that work on a farm, they need fresh water for their crops to grow, to have their livelihood, plus as well as drinking water. And they've been experiencing a drought, so they really need water badly. And so Vonsail decides that she needs to try to fix things. And so she goes off on a quest to try to figure out how to make things okay, figure out the secret of the salt witch and how to fix the water issue, make everything right again. And so she goes on an interesting adventure and meets all kinds of interesting characters and finds out a little bit more about the salt witch, and he meets some other witches along the way. But it is a very fun read. I feel like it's different in the sense that it is both like the historical aspect is not as common in middle grade graphic novels, and then mixing in the fairy tale with that sort of Western or Oklahoma setting is a bit different. So I really enjoyed it. And this was also the recipient of the Eisner Award for Best Publication for Kids Ages 9 to 12. So it's also an award-winning graphic novel. And it's been on a bunch of different lists of like best graphic novels for kids. Highly suggested. That's Salt Magic by Hope Larson and Rebecca Mock. So that's my suggestion for the week. So as we noted, we often are joined by some other co-hosts, Amelia and Georgia, and sometimes Jada as well. And we wanted to make sure our listeners know that we are always welcoming of new members of the Bound by Books crew. So if anyone out there listening loves to read, wants to talk about books on the radio, we'd be happy to have you join us. You could come on as a guest host for one time if you wanted, or you could join our crew and come be on our weekly radio show. That would be really fun. And Bound by Books has been on WGXE since 2011. So we're proud to be on the radio talking about books each week. It's really fun. You get to hear about lots of great books. So before we wrap it up for the day, I want to know, Fatia, is there anything that you're excited for coming up?
I'm excited for at our time, we do this really, they're like a really nice painting stuff. I forgot what it's called, but it's really fun. And it's for fourth graders only. And I can't wait to do it.
That's fun. Sounds right up your alley. Could tell our listeners about some upcoming events at the library or with the library in some cases. So next week, on Wednesday, November 16th at 4:30 p.m., there's a program at the Greenport Conservation Area called Night Sky Nature Explorers Hike. And this is geared for children ages 5 to 12, but all are welcome. And together, we're going to take a sunset moonwalk at the Greenport Conservation Area with the Columbia Land Conservancy. So we're going to walk the trails, and we're going to use materials from our Night Sky Explorer backpack to take a closer look at the moon and constellations while discussing nocturnal adaptations used by animals. So that should be fun. I love nocturnal animals. I find them so interesting. But for those that don't know, we have Nature Explorer backpacks that were curated by Columbia Land Conservancy and that you can borrow here at the library with your library card. And they are backpacks meant for kids that have different items within them that could help you explore nature. So there's one that's focused on the night sky, one that's on insects, one that is ponds and streams, hiking, birds. That might be it. I can't remember if I'm missing one. That might be all of them. But you can find out more about those on our website, or you can ask a staff member. Another upcoming program for youth that are in grades 6 to 12 or the equivalent if you're homeschooled, we're going to have an after-school snack and craft program on Wednesday, November 30th at 3:30, and they're going to make terracotta pottery. So they can make whatever they want. They could make a clay pot, a cup, little sculpture, whatever they want. So they're going to enjoy a snack and then do some crafting together. And that's while supplies last. So make sure to get here on time that day. So that's Wednesday, November 30th, 3:30 p.m. in the teen room here at the library for grades 6 to 12. And for our little ones, we have our movement and music program with Abby Lappin that's on Thursdays, running through November 17th from 4 to 5 p.m. We're taking a break at the end of the month due to Thanksgiving, of course. And we also have new early literacy kits in. So these are kits that include a book and some activity or craft centered on a theme that we give out once a month to kids ages birth to 5. And it's a fun way to interact around a theme. So this month's theme is kindness. So we have a book, some stickers, and a kindness bingo activity, as well as a thank you note craft. So kids can design a thank you note to express their gratitude to someone in their life. Yeah, that's those can be picked up at the main desk of the library. So stop by anytime. So those are just a few happenings this month that our listeners might be interested in. We also have lots of programs for adults. But since this is a youth radio show, I thought I'd focus on the youth activities. Those are some things I'm excited for this month. I'm also excited for Thanksgiving. I get to see my cousins, my aunt and uncle. That's always fun. And my mom. My mom's coming to visit too. But I get to see her a little bit more than my cousins and my aunt and uncle. Do you celebrate Thanksgiving, Fatia?
No, I don't celebrate it. I do like a little bit. It's just like the turkey, but only at lunchtime we eat turkey. Only at lunchtime, not dinner.
Like a turkey sandwich or like a big turkey?
It's like a big turkey with rice. It's really good.
That sounds really good. I bet it's tasty. Your mom's a good cook.
Yeah.
Well, since we're broadcasting on Friday, I'll also take a moment to just say happy Veterans Day. Thank you to all who served. Hope everyone was able to make it out to the Veterans Day services earlier today. We're out of time for today. So I want to wish everyone a great week with lots of quality reading time. We'll be back next week to talk about some more books. And in the meantime, happy reading.
Happy reading.
Bye.
दिल की धड़कन से तो आए जाना ओ मेरे सब सब के हो जाए आना बिस्तर धोरे तो कैसे सोए जाना बिस्तर धोरे लो लो लोरी सुनाना
गए जब मेरी तेरी बात खुल गई और तेरी मेरी खास जिंदगी है ना जी आवेगी आवेगी जान मेरे आवेगी आवेगी मान मेरे आवेगी आवेगी जान मेरे आवेगी आवेगी फैलाने दो कलिया खिलेंगे मौसम तो आने दो तान सुरीली जब तुम हवाले हो धूप जो थोड़ी आज तो आने दो हाले से हाले इतर फैलाने दो कलिया खिलेंगे मौसम तो आने दो तान सुरीली जब तुम हवाले हो